This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a beautiful beginning of a long summer, right, in southeastern Arizona. And the arid land is bustling with activity, you know, in all the regions around southeastern Arizona. Summer is upon us. And summer is now, it's the time for residents. It's for the hardcore people who stick around. No more wandering migrants, I think. But, just as I say that, a week ago, a Western tanager was around for a day or two at our place along the banks of the Ojalote. There's no doubt it was on its way to a sky island for a summer of breeding and nesting and raising young. The male Western tanager, which is what I saw, and there may have been a female around that I didn't notice, but the boys, oh my gosh, they are not to be mistaken. What a colorful bird. They have this red face, a yellow belly, and black back. It makes you wonder why they weren't called the red-faced, yellow-belly, black-backed tanager. But, you know, of course, I had to look it up. I had to look up the Western tanager. They have an unusual name. The genus is Paranga, Paranga ludoviciana. Paranga, I read this. It said, quote, a native name for some kind of South American bird. Now, that's pretty obscure. South America being a fairly large landmass, but I do like that. Paranga, the call of the Paranga warns of El Tigre. Cuidado. Yeah, and the specific epithet of Paranga, the Western tanager, is ludoviciana, which means of Louisiana. And remember something called the Louisiana Purchase? Several kabillion acres west of Georgia was called the Louisiana Territory. So a bird or plant or a mammal that was collected by someone in today's North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, it was collected in Louisiana. That, I'm telling you, that has changed because you can't get good jambalaya in any of those western states now. And no, Arizona wasn't part of all that. No. 200 years ago, we were part of Spain. Isn't that wild? It's fun to look up the names and take some crazy journey. Anyway, one Friday, I was working around our little homestead on the banks of the Ojalote, and I just decided to heck with work, and I grabbed my binoculars and some water and jumped in the truck and drove into the hills. And I know it's a common phenomenon, but I was fighting some serious depression. The state of the world, Anyway, I drove into the hills to strap on a day pack and walk. And I went to a great spot where limestone hills rise abruptly from the grassland, you know, warm south-facing slopes covered in prickly pear and ocotillo, and north slopes with an abundance of trees and shrubs. And I made a little list of every plant I saw. I needed to do this. I know it sounds sick. I know, but I just needed to do this. There was nothing hard to ID. I mean, Anisocanthus, Brachalia, Aloysia, Parthenium, Dahlia, Garia, Vitis, Atriplex, Mirabilis, and I hadn't seen Bromelia in so long. What's that, I muttered. It's Bromelia. It's Bromelia. Sweet Bromelia lanuginosa. I know you, Bromelia. Been a while, friend. This is the westernmost range of Bromelia, ranging from the Floridas on across the Louisiana Territory to where we are in the old New Spain. Bromelia is in the Sapoteaceae, the sapote families. Bromelia is from the Greek for ash, and I'm not sure what that's about. It has a new genus I was reading, Cideroxylon, which is a bunch of syllables that mean simply hard wood. Lanuginosa means woolly. It's from like lanate. It's referring to the hairiness on the underside of the leaves. Is that cool? Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a tree back east, but in an arroyo here, it forms thickets of spiny branches, you know, and it's going to flower soon. And it gets a great olive-like fruit in the fall. Not a jumbo olive, but a small olive. So Cideroxylon, formerly Bromelia lanuginosa, made my list, a list of plants that made my day. An early summer day, and the hills that rise abruptly out of the very beautiful desert grassland. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.